Christmas lights. Something about Christmas lights that I really like. A beautiful morning like this, it's hard to remember, but last night we had our midnight service, and next door, the house was completely lit up with Christmas lights. Some of us love that. Some of us may think that it's a little bit over the top, but I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. Last Sunday night, my family and I drove around, following the Rangiora Christmas lights map, looking at the houses all lit up, stopping at some of them and going in and looking at the displays. And some of them were just amazing. Some households were taking donations to help with the power bills, which I can understand. Main Power should be sponsoring the whole thing. But some of the houses have lights all over them. And in the yard and round the back, and the brightness of it lights up the whole street. And there's something about those Christmas lights in that way. A street you'd normally just walk down, you'd just drive past, not give a second thought. Suddenly, with the lights there, there's people stopping and saying Merry Christmas to each other, to strangers they've never met, sharing a bit of the wonder together. The lights do more than just help Main Power and Might Attend in the warehouse. They also bring joy. And they cut through the darkness. Literally, of course, but they also do it by bringing joy and togetherness and cheering our hearts. Even if it's been a tough or kind of dark year, the lights kind of remind us of the cheer of things. Well, that reading we just heard from John's Gospel, which Saskia read, is from one of the four biographies of Jesus in the Bible, John's Gospel. It's printed on your service sheets there, so you've got it. If you have them open to the middle page, you'll see it. And you may have noticed it spoke a lot about light, about a light coming into the world, cutting through the darkness. In fact, it spoke about the Christmas light. You've probably heard of preachers asking, "Do you see the light? Do you see the light?" James Brown, the funk music legend and master of cool, he asked that in the Blues Brothers movie. He says, "Do you see the light?" And I realize I'll never be James Brown, but I do want to ask you this morning, do you see this Christmas light? Do you see why this Christmas light that we're talking about this morning from John's Gospel is so important? The start of this passage from John's Gospel talks about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made through this Word. The whole universe and all the beauty we see around us exists through this Word, John is telling us. Then, in verse 4, which is the little number 4 on those sheets there, in the service sheets, it says, "In him was life." That is, in this one who's called the Word was life. And that life was the light of all mankind, it says. So this one who was full of life, he was the source of life, where life flows from. And that life was light. It's like he could share the life in him. And as he spread it round, things lit up with life, like a Christmas light lighting up the darkness. This life came and it lit up more and more life, the life of all mankind. So if you put it all together so far, this Word was the life-giving light of all the universe. But here's the thing. This is what it's really about, what John's writing to tell us. Here's the astonishing Christmas magic. The light, who was the light of everything, came into the world. Verse 9, down in the middle of the reading there, the little number 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The whole world was made through him, but he was coming into the world that he made. The one who gave light and life was coming into this world that he lit up. And how did that happen? Well, you heard it down there in verse 14, near the end of the reading. The Word became flesh. The one through whom the whole world was made, who lit up all humanity with life, he became flesh. He became, in fact, a really small bundle of flesh lying in a feeding trough. The light of the world became the baby in the manger that we hear about and sing about at Christmas, the Christmas light. And at one level, that's a scandal. The one who made the whole world became a helpless baby. But then again, doesn't it make such beautiful sense? How else would we be able to see this great light? And when we want to hear radio waves, we need a radio receiver to translate them into a frequency that our ears can hear. It needs to turn the waves that we can't see or hear into something we can hear, into sound we can hear. When we want to see a star or a galaxy that's too far away for our eyes to be able to see on their own, we need a telescope to bring their light to our eyes at a level we can see. See, these things need to be brought down to our level, to a level that works for our eyes and our ears and our senses and our minds, so we can see them or hear them or understand them. And this Christmas light coming into the world, this great Christmas light, was God making himself known to us in a way we could see and hear and really know. He came as one of us. The Word became flesh. The light became human. And the people who knew him, who saw him, because this happened in the real world, people who knew him and saw him were eager to say, "We saw the light. We saw his light." In the reading that we heard, John the Baptist is one of the witnesses who saw the light. He saw it, and he says, "This is the one." And then down in verse 14 again, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory," says John, who wrote this gospel, different John, who wrote this gospel. He says, "We, me and my friends, we've seen him." The writer of the gospel is saying, we've seen this light. Yes, we know it sounds like a huge claim, but we've seen it. The glory of the one and only. This light really came into the world, and they saw it, and they want you to know about it. That's why this gospel was written. But not everyone who saw the Christmas light recognized him. Actually, some people didn't want this light, and they even tried to turn off the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world, but verse 10, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. There's a sadness in that. The one who made the world came into the world, but the world didn't see him. They saw a baby in a manger, but they missed who he really was. There's a TV show which is called Undercover Boss. Some of you might have seen it. The boss or the CEO of the company goes into work with their staff, but they're undercover. So they're trying to, you know, they're in disguise and whatever, and maybe they've never seen the people on the ground. I don't know. But they try to get a feel for how things really are in their company by going undercover. And the staff have no idea their boss is working with them on the ground. And you might think that the true light coming into the world is a bit like that. Oh, we just didn't recognize him because he was in disguise. And maybe that would be okay, because undercover boss usually works out well and lots of people get given gifts and the boss now understands things and all that. But with the Christmas light, it's different to that. Verse 11, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And that's the big problem here. His own did not receive him. It's talking about more than just not recognizing him. It's the kind of not recognizing that happens when you see someone you know, but you try to avoid them. Oh, I didn't see you there. All right. This is rejecting the Christmas light, trying to turn off the light. You see, the problem with this light is, when it comes into the world, it's challenging to us. If that baby lying in the manger is just a cute little Christmas story, no problem. If the light's just like Christmas lights that you can look at for a while and then pack up and put them away till next year, that's just fine. But what if this light is actually the one who gave us life? Well, then there's more of an issue, because we need to take notice of him all the time, not just at Christmas. In fact, we'd owe him our whole lives. Every breath that we take would be owed to him. We need to listen to his word and follow his ways. We need to let him shape our decisions and our actions. And then we might start to worry that we're going to lose control of our lives. We couldn't pretend anymore that the light within us is just our own to do with what we want. If the light that came into the world is the one who gave us the light of life, we might be tempted to try and turn that light off, to put it out, maybe even to smash the bulb. And in fact, that's what happened. The light came into the world that he made, but the world did not receive him. It rejected the light. It tried to turn the light off. In fact, humans ended up killing the light of the world on a cross. And let's be honest with ourselves. We still have that attitude to this light so often in our own ways. We ignore the light most of the time. We say no to him. Some of us pull him out and look at him for a while, maybe at Christmas, maybe at Easter, but then we try to turn him off again. We stuff him back in the box where we won't have to see him in case he demands too much from us, in case the light shines on things we don't want to see. But we need to be realistic and imagine how offensive that would be to the one who gave us the light of life. Do we really want to try to turn off the light that made us? Do we want to extinguish, try and extinguish from our lives the one who gave us light? Do we want to stand before him one day having rejected him, having rejected the light he shined on us? But even besides that, can you see how crazy it is to do that? This is the light of the world who's come. That's why there's something irresistible about the idea of the baby in the manger. Because somewhere deep inside us, the light that he gives us still longs to be united with the one true light. It's crazy to try to turn off the light that gave us our light, that gave us our life. And it's even more crazy at the moment when the world feels kind of dark sometimes. Why would we want to push away the one true source of light? Which is why it's great that the Christmas story doesn't end with that. With that rejection. And the reason the gospel was written, this gospel of John, the reason it was written, was so that we would receive the light. Verse 12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. See, that's the invitation. Receive the light. All who receive him become children of God. It's simple, really. The true message of Christmas is simple. The light has come into the world. He is a gift, and he wants you to receive him. He wants you and me to stop trying to turn the light off, to stop worrying about losing control of our lives or anything like that, and simply to trust in him, believe in him, to receive him as the light of the world, to acknowledge that he really is the light of the world, that he's your light, and to come to him in trust. And when you do that, something beautiful happens. When we come to him and we receive his light, the light and life in you is made complete. In one sense, it's made new. New life and new light. Reconnected to the source of our life and light, to God. Becoming God's children. That's the message of Christmas. See the light. Stop trying to turn off the light and receive the light as your light. Start the new year with this Christmas light lighting up your life. And we'd love to help you do that. We'd love to chat to you about it. Afterwards, love to have you keep coming along to church to get to know the light better. Anything we can do to help. There are details on the back of the service sheets, by the way, where you can be in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you, to see you more. Because the true light has come into the world. The Christmas light. And it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's pray. Lord, please help us this Christmas to see the light, to receive the light, and to have the wonder of knowing the true Christmas light. We pray that in his name. Amen.